And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, what are you addicted to? When you think of the word addiction, often what would come to mind is addicted to substances, alcohol, drugs, and sex as well. These are the common ideas around addictions. But we ask you here to open up your mind and reflect on what are you addicted to in your behavior, in your thinking. Are you addicted to judgment, to criticism, to self-pity, to fear, to clutching, to anything that would put you in a lower vibrational state? Another way to say this is, what is your default mode? Default addiction? Is it depression? Is it blaming others? What do you observe in your own way of being that is a default or an addiction? Something that comes in and oftentimes is a knee-jerk response, or you reach for it mentally. It is also like the addiction to a cigarette, where you are going along and having a meal, and then there is that bell, that little bell in your head that says, I need a cigarette now. You would say this is not a conscious choice, and this is true. So as you look at your own addictions, they could include being rigid or living within a format that contains you and stifles you. Living in slavery of some sort. Slavery to ideas, slavery to those things that do not serve you or God. Look at this week, if you will. Be very conscious of your daily life as you go through your daily regimen. We are not saying that those things like getting up in the morning and making coffee and reading the news, for example, we are not saying these are addictions. If they serve your higher good, they are not default modes or addictions. But if you are doing them out of fear, out of lack, out of guilt or anger, or following others' opinions and constrictions, if you are doing anything in your life that is other than guided by God, your spirit, and you will know, because there is a beautiful flow to your life when you are going along with God. It is effortlessly, we will say, and this does not mean that there will not be bumps in the road, but there will always be answers, comfort, peace, guidance for you in your life. This idea of addiction is an important one for you to consider. And we ask you to be with this question: what am I addicted to in the coming week? You will see small things and large things. You will notice those things that you are addicted to that do not serve you or your family or your community or the family of life, the world. The way to free yourself from these default modes and addictions is to first be aware of them. Second, ask where they come from in terms of what is the baseline emotion. Is it fear? Is it lack of self-worth? Is it feeling separated from God? Get to the core issue and then address the issue. Ask for the truth. What is the truth about you, your relationship with God and with life? Who are you? A loving, fulfilled, whole, integrity-based, free being. Fill in the answers as you are holding hands with God and your spirit and asking. This is how you do it. It is like facing your fear. You turn around and have the conversation with it and say, what are you afraid of? Why are you here? Are you from God? All of the answers will flow when you ask the question in that moment about a particular addiction, behavioral, thinking, acting. Open up the big doors and windows as you ask this question this week, and you will gain great insight into your being, and we also see that great freedom will arrive for you in your life, within your being. And when this freedom arrives, a quality of increased light and joy and satisfaction is yours. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.